which way the wind will blow.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us on this election day as we continue our coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. Things were quiet, shh, on Wall Street as investors await poll results. It's almost as if the markets wanted to take a breather to allow the country to pick a direction. A John McCain win and there'll be movement one way, a Barack Obama win and the markets move another. Or maybe it won't move or make any difference at all. These days you just can't tell. The Dow finished down 5, the Nasdaq finished up 5, and the S&P lost about half that, 2.5 points yesterday. Overseas, we're talking bigger swings. Another big day for the Nikkei, up 6%, while the Hong Kong and Chinese markets fell between 1% and 2%. They, of course, are awaiting word on the American election as well. European stocks are trading higher. Meanwhile, finance ministers from the European Union meet in Brussels today to talk about the global financial crisis. One of their aims, a way to deal with the fallout. From our European desk, Stephen Beard has more.
Today's meeting will attempt to redress what many regard as an imbalance of financial power. One point of discussion will be the International Monetary Fund, which bails out economies in distress. The French, in particular, are calling for a radical shake-up. They want the IMF to reflect the new economic reality and for emerging economies like China and India to play a bigger role. This will mean a smaller role for the US, which has dominated the IMF since it was set up more than 60 years ago. Philip White is with the Center for European Reform.
The US is condemned to a period of relative decline, and the emergence of countries like China and India will at some point have to be reflected in international organizations like the International Monetary Fund.
Today's meeting in Brussels paves the way for a bigger summit on the issue in Washington next week. Countries like China and India will attend, but major decisions are not expected until well after America's new president takes office. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Did we mention it's Election Day? Yeah, we probably did. It seems like a lot of people are getting into this democracy thing. In some states, such as Nevada, early voting has been a way to get and make casting a ballot more convenient. It's been good for the Republic and for business, as Janice Baker reports.
Nevada's economy has been in shock. Unemployment's around 7%. The state has the highest rate of foreclosures in the country, and retail business is down. But early voting has helped ease the pain for participating stores. Scott Muehlrath is general manager at the Galleria at Sunset Mall.
This year has been far and away the busiest session of early voting we've seen.
At a nearby Albertsons grocery store, Eugene and Natasha Bosley waited in line nearly an hour to cast their ballots.
Yeah, I actually went and got a soda and some chips because I didn't know how long the wait was going to be.
It's always extra milk or bread or eggs to pick up.
Albertson's produce manager, Kathy Rooney, says other voters also pulled double duty.
I can tell by my in-stock conditions when I order that we've definitely been busier.
Back at the Galleria, Scott Muehlrath says early voting has been a way to kickstart sales before the holidays.
We will always use the mall as early voting. It's been a home run. Every year, especially this year.
Nearly 100 other stores in and around Las Vegas offered early voting. I'm Janice Baker for Marketplace.
On a day like today, voting, like flattery, will get you everywhere. Starbucks is giving away a free cup of joe to those who cast a ballot. Krispy Kreme is giving away star-shaped treats with patriotic sprinkles. Yeah, for everybody who loves ice cream, there's a scoop at Ben & Jerry's waiting for you today. Some restaurants in L.A. and North Hollywood are giving out free draft beer if you flash an I voted sticker. Even in posh Beverly Hills, a haircut in some salons will be trimmed to half price if you can prove you did your civic duty. Of course, a half price clip in the 90210 still isn't exactly chump change.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, committed to providing health and wellness services through its executive health program. At clevelandclinic.org/executive health.
It seems like people are getting into growing their own. food, that is, even if there's not a whole lot of space to do it. In San Francisco, Lisa Morehouse reports.
Shoveling soil into buckets, Trevor Paik looks like a farmer. He's tall and tanned and wears overalls and a checkered shirt. But instead of riding a tractor, Paik hops on his bike to get to his crops. His farm is in backyards across San Francisco. Paik left his job as a mortgage broker and launched a startup called My Farm. The idea is simple. Install an organic garden in a customer's backyard and harvest a box of vegetables four times a month. Customers pay between $25 and $35 a week. Trevor Paik.
Vegetables only have to travel across the backyard.
My Farm customer Hillary Ball doesn't trust store-bought food labeled organic.
Here's some spinach, gourmet baby greens.
She watches a team from My Farm plant heirloom seeds in her backyard.
It's the ultimate control freak's way to control what's coming into your house and what's going into your body.
Ball is typical of My Farm customers. She doesn't have the time or skills to grow her own organic vegetables.
I have a black thumb. I can't grow anything. Everything dies.
Since May, My Farm has installed more than 50 gardens and is gearing up to expand. The company is developing an operating manual and training videos for farmers. Jonathan Landek is with the Center for Agroecology and Sustainable Food Systems at UC Santa Cruz. He sees opportunity for My Farm's decentralized business model.
What this system does is it really challenges the structures that we have in place for food production and distribution.
Paik started My Farm after doing a low-budget market test. He put an ad on Craigslist. 200 responses in 20 minutes told him he was onto something. To recruit customers, My Farm put up 50 flyers in San Francisco neighborhoods.
We've been so busy since we've never had a chance to do any marketing again.
My Farm has reaped close to $90,000 in revenue since May. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Morehouse for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. We'll see you at the voting booth. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.